Gullies moves to the next stage, the very, very important stage of tendering. The school itself has been through a very long journey, to say the least, in terms of trying to get the project moved forward. But look, the principal, Sinead McLaughlin, the Board of Management, Parents Association, and all the different levels of leadership at the school in Buncrana have brought it to where it is today, and I'm just delighted that that's happened. It gives the school a boost, and obviously it gives the parents and students a boost that they have been working and schooling in premises and an environment that just was not conducive, and this is a very, very important step.
And while it's at an early stage, is there a timeline in place as to when the works will be complete?
Well, when the school goes to tender in normal circumstances, it can take a few months, but obviously we're in a different era at the moment. That being said, the commitment from the department is that it will be given the priority as if it was normal circumstances. I'll certainly be keeping a close eye on things as the school management team will as well. One thing I would like to say in relation to the county as a whole, all the schools that have been in the capital plan this last number of years, the department is still focused on bringing these to fruition. I was just speaking to the principal in Loretta Mulford on Friday, and she was telling me that they're making enormous progress as well there for their major extension. So whether it's St Union's in Letterkenny or Errigal College in Letterkenny or Little Angels or the major school capital projects in Inishowen, from Cranach Campus to Mobile Community School and McGill School in Mobile as well, all these different projects are still on the agenda. And while I've listed a number of them just off the top of my head there, there's about up to about 20 projects in the county that are moving forward and progressing well.